New driver licences came into effect yesterday across the water in other parts of the UK. They will have the union flag on them. Won't be the case here, though. Unions aren't happy that we will be different. It's another week and it's another flag row. Should our licences have the union flag or not? Henry Riley from UKIP. Morning, Henry.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. And the commentator, Jude Collins. Good morning to you,
good
Jude.
Good morning, Stephen.
Have you plenty of media training behind you, Henry, to deal with this?
No, Stephen, I've never had any media training and I've never been re-imaged, so maybe that's part of my problem.
What do you think of this union flag row then?
I'm pretty disgusted, Stephen. You know, we have said from this announcement was made several months ago that the union flag should be on our driving licences, the same as the rest of the United Kingdom. But if somebody feels very strongly that it's not appropriate to them, then they should have that option to have the license without the flag on it. And it's not just the you know, the emotional connection to your national identity, it's the actual practicalities of it. Because if you go to hire a car now abroad and your license is different from an English, Scottish or Welsh person, then they start to ask questions. And it's turned into an even bigger mess because on the mainland now, the paper component has been done away with. And you have to, if you want to hire a car, you have to actually get a code from the DBA in Swansea, whereas we will still have the paper component. So it really is a mess, Steve. And I think if you look at what happened with the motor car tax, when it was moved from Coleraine to Swansea, there was a bit of an outcry, but I think most objective commentators now would say it was actually better. And I think that, you know, the minister should just take the whole driving licensing thing back to Swansea and administer it in exactly the same way as England, Scotland and Wales.
Jude?
Well, I thought we weren't so much talking about moving the administration to Swansea. I thought the issue was this absence of the union flag on...
That is the issue.
...driving licences here. I'm not sure. None of us can be sure why they did that. But maybe it would be because they consider us not quite as British as Finchley. Or maybe it is the fact that they probably believe that we have quite enough reminders of our Britishness. I mean, I have a tweed cap, and inside it there are two union flags. Every time I put it on, it's close to my skull. If I want to post a parcel, I have to do it through the Royal Mail. Before they invented self-adhesive stamps, I had to lick the back of the Queen's head with the 4,000 marches every year reminding us of our Britishness. The Good Friday Agreement is an international treaty that says there'll be no change in the Constitution until the majority of the people north and south of Ireland want it. I mean, yeah, the word insecurity does spring to mind when people get exercised about the absence of a union flag on your driving license.
Jude? Hello?
Hello?
Jude, it's nothing to do with Finchley. There's a huge practicality in this that if you're being branded differently, you get off a plane in Florida, in Miami, whatever, on holiday, and you've got English, Scottish and Welsh people there, and they're all using the same...
Where have you got evidence for this, Henry Riley? Are you travelling around the country, the world, trying to use a driving licence? Are you making this up?
Well, I've been on holiday, and I've actually been asked to produce my licence. Now, my licence at the present time, the photocard ID bit, is exactly the same as English, Scottish and Welsh. It's got a UK inside the European Ring of Stars. Now, as a UKIP councillor, I despise that EU Ring of Stars in my licence, but I have to live with it until we extract the UK from Europe. But, you know, we're part of the United Kingdom. Our flag should be on the licence the same as the rest of the UK. And as I say, it's not just about the... It's not a case of being insecure. I'm very secure in my British citizenship. But the union flag should be in the licence to keep continuity with the rest of us. And, as I have pointed out, if anybody feels strongly that it's not appropriate to them, then there should be a box that people could tick that it wouldn't be on it. And that would keep...
I see you have enough reminders, Henry.
Yeah, the other issue is, you said, why did they not do it? Now, I actually wrote to Claire Perry, the Transport Minister, and she said it was a devolved issue. Now, in theory, it is partially devolved, but the Minister could actually bring that back to Swansea. If you get your... You're talking about you know, insecurity. It's pretty insecure whenever I have to pay £30 to get my license renewed, whereas an English, Scottish or Welsh guy pays £14.
That's nothing to do with a flag, for goodness sake.
We're paying £16 to
have
the
luxury. Nothing to do with a flag.
Sorry?
It's nothing to do with a flag.
Well, it is to do with a flag.
Why does it matter if there's a flag on your license or not?
Because it keeps continuity with the whole
country. Doesn't challenge your unionism, though, does it? Like, does it really? Is there more likely to be a united Ireland because you don't have a flag in your license?
No, but it keeps continuity. It makes things simpler, and it creates a sense of national identity that most people here want. You know, there's only 22% of the population here hold an Irish passport. The rest of us believe we're either British or Northern Irish.
Go on, Jude.
I'm just wondering, what is Henry not content with the number of symbols and statues and systems which are markedly British?
What has that got to do with
this? Why do you want
Jude? Huh? Jude, I think you've got some Galway syndrome there. You seem to be way off on a tangent to everybody else in this country.
We maybe need to get you into one of the councils, Jude. Get you some media training.
Sorry.
Hello?
Hello, Henry. I was saying, how do you know what everybody else feels and believes?
Well, I know that 22% of the population here hold Irish passports.
All right.
At the last census, most people said they were British or Northern Irish.
Okay.
And they are content at the union.
Thank you very much. Look at the time. We're done. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.